WorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
It's G-Block time, folks, and today that is going to be the personal connection, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do it with TravelGuard.com/Gary, because bad weather, flight delays, and cancellations could be on the horizon.
Yeah, they certainly could. You know, packing a Travel Guard insurance plan, it's simply a smart thing to do when you're on the move. It covers so many things that could impact your travels, including lost or delayed baggage, trip cancellations, interruption and delays, prescription replacement, translation services, medical expenses and evacuations, work-related cancellations, roadside assistance, you've got passport and ticket replacement, so much more. You'll have someone available to you 24/7. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Gary or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, Jonas Deichmann is a German world-class athlete, perhaps best known as the only person to complete a triathlon around the world. That's more than 16,000 miles of cycling, running, and swimming. We spoke with him last back in May of 2022, not long after he completed the adventure. And we're checking in again today for today's personal connection because he's on another extreme trip right here in the USA. Here's Jonas now as we connect with him via Google Meet.
All right, Mary, we're going to see if this works with Google Meet. Jonas, I think that we're connecting with you successfully. Nice to say hello to you this morning as you're running, I believe, through Kansas. How are you?
Hello, good morning. Yes, it's a very nice day here in Kansas, and I have been running for like 20K now. Still early morning here, yeah. And well, it's Kansas, so I'm running all straight,
well,
all hills, and a few corn elevators.
Well, all right, so listen, you know, for folks that are listening right now across the country, let's get right into this, because this latest journey of yours began, you know, this past June here in the New York City area where Mary and I are. I took you all the way out to Los Angeles, and you cycled across the country. So you biked out to Los Angeles. I want you to explain how long it took and share any highlights about what you experienced that you know, you'd like to share with people listening. And then we'll get into what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so the first leg of my adventure was cycling from New York to LA. That took me 25 days. I didn't do it as fast as possible. So I went on a gravel bike, also a little bit off-road and some nice passes across the Rocky Mountains. And the highlights, well, to be honest, they're all in the western part of the U.S. because that's where, at least landscape-wise, it's just so amazing. When I reached the Rocky Mountains and I went up to like passes above 10,000 feet and then into Utah and the Mojave Desert, which was during the heat wave. I had up to, I think, in Fahrenheit, that must be about 120 degrees on the bike. I had some insanely tough moments, but I like challenges. That's where you grow in life.
That's what that
25 days, Mary, to bike across the country.
If you're not growing after your challenges, there's something seriously wrong. 25 days to me sounds quick, cycling across the U.S.
There's some buses and train travel that wouldn't get you there in 25 days.
So, Jonas, you get all the way to L.A. I have another question for you, but just real quick, how long did you rest before you decided to run back?
I had 1 day of rest because I had to organize like my running trailer, and we're also making a film and a book and everything. And then I turned around and I started running an ultramarathon a day.
Okay, so 1 day of rest. And here you are literally running across the United States. You're in Kansas. As you said, I call it the flatlands, the prairies. It's a beautiful state, but it is a very flat state. Great sunset. So how are you feeling today, and how is the trek back going? You're almost at a midway point, I think.
Exactly. I think I should have in like 5 or 6 days, I should have the midway point. And to be honest, I'm feeling quite good at the moment. I'm averaging in miles, that's around 35 miles per day. And the hardest thing was actually the first days out of LA, because I do have the endurance, but it's different muscles in the legs.
Right.
So when you transition after not running for a month from cycling to running, the first few days, they are just hell. Like everything is in pain.
Right.
It was
yeah.
so painful to start the first days. And after 5 or 6 days, the pain became less, and I got into my running rhythm. And well, it wasn't easy until actually now the last few days. It was Kansas, because when my muscles adapted, I had the Mojave Desert. So
yeah,
that's again close to 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's unbelievable what you're doing.
Kansas should give you a nice break because it is flat and smooth. So from that perspective,
yeah.
right?
Exactly. And you also have to imagine when you are running, the logistics is way harder because distances are longer. If
right.
I cycle like 150 miles a day, I will be at least a few times a day in a restaurant where I can get water. And when I'm running, I have to schedule that I have at noon, I have to be somewhere. Otherwise, it's too hot.
Yeah.
So, and, yeah, then, Then I had the Rocky Mountains, which were a lot of climbing. And now in Kansas, I can do a long distances every day. It's just all flat, and I listen to podcasts and music, and it's a nice change.
Well, all right. So we want to talk, though, because as people listen to this right now, you biked across the U.S. You're running back. I mean, how much food are you eating each day? Mary was talking to me just before the show earlier today about the way you carry your backpack, because you feel, you know, putting it on your back, it's inefficient and harder. So share some of those, just the logistics of what you're doing and how you're sustaining yourself.
So for cycling, I do classical bike packing. So I have the food and tent and everything on the bike, which is, and simply because of distances, it's way easier. For running, logistic is a lot harder, because if I do like 35 miles a day, I have to plan ahead sometimes for 2 days when I get supplies again. So my tent and the sleeping bag and everything is very, very minimalistic. It's every gram counts. Mm-hmm. And I need to find my calories. So, and water in the heat, which is, to be honest, I'm from Germany. In the US, it's a little bit harder to find the proper food for sports. Mm-hmm. Because it depends very much on the state. And yeah, some states it's easier to find healthy food, but right. In the Midwest, it's in the small towns, you can choose between burger and pizza in most places.
Yeah. Right.
And you feel that. It's a super challenge, because it's not healthy food, and it's not what I should have for running. But I just think as many calories as I can possibly eat and find, I consume.
Jonas, you're in our personal connection segment of the show today. You're very much alone on your adventures. You don't have a team running or driving behind you. I'd like you to talk about how you get through the walls and some of the greater challenges mentally. What's your approach?
Well, I do sometimes have people running or cycling for me for a bit, but of course here in the middle of nowhere, I'm quite alone. And it's basically about distraction and about not being demotivated from everything that's still ahead. So if I am feeling tired after 30 miles in the evening, I don't think, tomorrow will be even longer and there comes a mountain and it will be harder. No, I think about today. I think about the gas station with some nice cold Coke and some food ahead. And that's not far away. And so one day at a time, I get closer to my big target. And I distract myself. Kansas is for the body yet now, of course, much easier than the Mojave Desert or the Rocky Mountains. But mentally, it's tough, because nothing happens. It's just straight and flat. And today looks exactly like yesterday and like the day before. And the day before, it doesn't change.
Well,
I listen to podcasts.
Which I'm sure is helpful, and we'll have to make sure you're listening to the archives of our show.
Yeah.
But how much weight are you carrying with you, though, now? Biking, I got. You're at the pack that you're carrying. You are running. As you said, you're doing 35 miles a day. How much weight are you carrying with you besides just your body weight?
Well, I'm pulling a kit runner, which is a kind of running trailer that I can pull behind.
Okay.
And I changed for a few days for a backpack, but in the Rocky Mountains, but now I'm back with a trailer. And that is 9 kilo plus tent and everything. So I would say without food and water, I'm at around 13 to 14 kilogram. And if I'm have longer distances, that will be up to 20 with food and water.
Wow, that's unbelievable. When do you expect to make it to New York here?
Well, my goal is to do the run in less than 100 days, which is one ultra marathon a day. And that would mean I'm arriving on the latest on the 4th of November.
So I want you to think about that. Everyone listening, a marathon a day.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're averaging 26 miles a day.
Jonas, you are
That's
inspiration. We love this personal connection segment. You are seeing so much of America. I really quick in about 15, 20 seconds. Do you have a greater appreciation now for how large America is as you've biked and now running back across it?
Absolutely. This is incredible. Europe is so small, and here it's everything is like 10 times bigger. the landscape, the cars, everything.
Well, I want to let people know, if they want to follow your running back across the country, you have a real-time map on your website. You also have your motivational books. That'll help a lot of people as well. JonasDeichmann.com, JonasDeichmann.com. They can also Google you. Jonas, listen, we are rooting for you. We'll look forward to seeing you when you arrive in New York, hopefully. And thanks for the check-in today. Really appreciate it. Good luck today.
Well, thanks. That you should both join for the final marathon into New York. I have a live track on my website, so it's easy to track. Everybody is very welcome to join. And thanks for the nice talk.
I'll meet you for the last mile.
I'd run across Manhattan with you. I would.
Yeah. Would
right.
you? Okay.
Jonas,
all
I would.
Right.
I would do that with you. Jonas, look
Thank
forward.
You.
We'll stay in touch. All right. Take care.
Oh, yeah. You too. Bye-bye.
Right,
Ciao.
Care.
Really?
The screen just went.
Do y'all feel lazy now? I feel lazy.
And you know why?
He looks great.
Two things, by the way, because in my head, I think 15 kilos, it's about 30, 33 pounds, something like
roughly,
that.
Roughly.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot.
Before the show, he let our folks know that he wants to run the New York Marathon when he gets here. That's why he's
Which
trying
is November 5th, yeah, the day after he gets into the city.
Hopefully we can meet him.
I think we should.
I think our show is that Saturday. That could be a problem, but we'll see.
We'll figure it out.
All right, right now we got to take a quick commercial break. God bless Jonas. JonasDeichman.com. Up next, we are going to discover America together. Folks, stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.